The legendary Czech underground rock band, the Plastic People of the Universe there, who feature heavily in a new play by Czech-born Tom Stoppard, one of the greatest living playwrights. Called Rock and Roll, it includes some serious Czech content. Set in two locations, Prague and Cambridge, the scenes shift from those taking place in Czechoslovakia between 1968 and 1989 to those in England, which revolve around the family of an academic Marxist, Max Morrow. The connecting point is a Czech student studying at Cambridge, whose name is Jan, and he falls in love with Max's daughter. Described as a tragicomic family saga intertwined with a political drama set in normalization-era Czechoslovakia, Rock and Roll is already sold out throughout the summer. Paul Wilson is a former member of the Plastic People, though he's better known for his English-language translations of Václav Havel's texts than for his days as a rocker. He was at the June 14th premiere of Rock and Roll and told me about the atmosphere at London's Royal Court Theatre on opening night.
Well, it was very exciting. I mean, there were people milling around outside before the performance, and then there was Ivan Juros and Pavel Zajíček, and Dena Tominova, who's an old Chartist, was there, and various friends, Patricia, my wife, and Tom Stoppard. We were all kind of milling around, and then the limousine pulls up, and Havel steps out, and it was... whenever Havel arrives anywhere, there's always a great rush of photographers and hangers-on and so on, and so it was quite a excited arrival. And then we all went downstairs to the bar, and the Czech embassy hosted a reception for Havel, at which Mick Jagger showed up. And not only Mick Jagger, but David Gilmour of the Pink Floyd, and there were quite a few other luminaries around. So it was quite an exciting time.
Definitely sounds like the who's who of London society and Czech society was there. Now, Tom Stoppard's new play is dedicated to Václav Havel. What do you think his reactions were to Rock and Roll that evening?
Well, I know what his reaction is because I actually translated an interview that he gave to two British newspapers, The Independent and The Telegraph. And he said that he had read it twice in Czech and then he'd seen the performance in English. And he was quite astonished by the kind of level of sophistication with which Stoppard treated the material. I mean, Stoppard is Czech by origin, but he never lived in Czechoslovakia. They had a discussion about which of the characters was Havel, and of course, there's an old Marxist who obviously isn't Havel, but there's a young man who represents the kind of Prague underground, and then there's another young man called Ferda, who is named after Ferdinand Vaněk in Havel's plays, who occasionally represents Havel's point of view, but Havel's point of view is also represented by other characters. So, as Stoppard pointed out in one of his interjections in these interviews, it wasn't just Ferda who was Havel, but many others as well. So Havel was, I think, quite impressed with the play and certainly enjoyed it. It's very entertaining as well as very enlightening.
Now, Czech critics have made a big deal about the fact that, as you say, there was a Havel-like character or characters in the play, and another character who seems to resemble Milan Kundera. Did you pick this up at all?
The way Stoppard wrote the play was that he did research in the various discussions and controversies that Havel was involved in during the late 60s and early 70s. So in one speech, the two characters, Ferda and Jan, the young Czech rock fan, who later becomes a prisoner of conscience, have a debate about the nature of the invasion and the consequences of the invasion. And this debate is, in essence, the debate that Havel had with Kundera. And so Kundera is only represented in that one particular instance. There's another conversation on the nature of heroism. And Jan says, I don't want to go to jail. I'm afraid of going to jail. I don't want to be a hero. And this reflects the controversy that the Chartists had. Havel had a kind of a public debate with Vaculík and Petr Pithart about the nature of heroism in the dissident community. And that was reflected in another conversation. So what Stoppard has done is he's taken various real debates that went on at the time, and then he's boiled them down and put them in the mouths of his two main Czech characters.
Now, there is, of course, another element to Stoppard's new play, and that is the inclusion of an underground rock band called the Plastic People of the Universe.
Right.
You sang with the Plastics in the 1970s. Did Tom Stoppard consult with you about the content of the story while he was writing the play?
Yes, he did. He consulted with me, and he also spent a lot of time talking to Yaroslav Riedel, who is the top Czech historian, if you like, of the underground. And, you know, he asked a lot of very specific questions about how that unfolded. And mainly what is represented in the play is the coming together of these two currents, that is the sort of cultural opposition represented by the Plastic People of the Universe and the other bands around them, and the intellectual opposition represented by Havel and other writers. So what he's done is he's tried to explain through the course of the play how the intellectual opposition gradually came to realize the importance of this cultural opposition in political terms. And they have a debate about whether or not it's politics or art. And that, again, represents a discussion that Havel once had with Euros and Milan Hlavsa, who insisted that there was nothing political about the Plastic People. And Havel said, well, you know, whether you think it's political or not isn't important. The important thing is that any authentic expression in that regime, in that system, automatically becomes political.
Paul Wilson there, talking to me from Heathcote, Ontario.